Yael, I've been studying up, and I think I'm going to market myself as an air expert.
An air expert?
Yep, ask me anything. Ask me what air is made of.
Okay, what's air made of?
Well, let's see. Strictly speaking, air is mostly nitrogen, about 78%, and about 21% oxygen, which leaves about 1% of other stuff, such as water vapor and carbon dioxide.
Wow, Don, that's impressive.
But that's not even what we normally think of as air.
Now you lost me.
Well, strictly speaking, most of what we think of as air is actually nothing.
So air is mostly empty space?
Yep. In fact, if you ever condensed a gallon of air into a solid, you'd end up with a little over 0.1% of the air's original volume.
Really?
Really. And the reason we don't notice all this emptiness is because air molecules are constantly moving around and bouncing against any surface that happens to fall in their path.
So we're constantly bombarded by air molecules. So how come we don't feel that?
Well, actually, we do in a way. The force these air molecules exert is what we measure when we measure air pressure.
You know, Don, when you first talked about being an air expert, I figured you were just full of hot air.
Me? Full of hot air?
Now I know you're mostly full of hot nothing.
Doesn't have the same ring, does it?
Not really.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.